Okay.
I'll be brief. The commercials are done, and the music starts now on the Crook and Chase Countdown. I don't drink,
but sometimes I need a stiff drink. Carrie, I think you can relate to this. My wife and I were babysitting our granddaughter, Jade, and it was time for a diaper change, and Karen was changing her, and she said, "My God, look at this. It's like a 5-pound bag of topsoil."
Oh, nice.
That special?
They can get gnarly. I had one recently where it was a, "Honey, come look at this." And I like run up the stairs and I'm like, "Whoa." It's like you're calling people in to look at it, to take it out.
Yeah. Just don't post it, please.
Yeah, no. Okay. Oh, no. No, no.
I got a girl crush.
Why don't you go ahead and tell Jimmy what happens when you hear the song?
I will when he leaves the room.
Charlie wants to kiss all over you when you sing that song.
Well, I mean, Charlie. It's a sexy voice, isn't it?
Don't you understand that?
Well, I mean, yeah. The first time I ever heard this girl,
I had the same reaction.
She's got that voice, man.
Like that smoky voice, like, ooh. Hey, girl.
Did he grab you and kiss you the first time he heard you sing?
No, because I was married to somebody else.
No. This was before we were ever in a band. I knew of her long before that. Okay. And the first time I ever heard her voice, I was like, man, who is that? I think that was a Christian song, too, so I wasn't supposed to feel that way about it. I can't go
anywhere. I can't do anything. It will be the last spring break.
Oh, why?
Have you covered all the debauchery that needs to be sung about?
Yes, the debauchery is covered. And
I want to know, over the past few years, how much smaller have the bikinis gotten? Seems to me they're shrinking.
Are they still shrinking?
I think so. Well, they're almost nothing.
I don't really look at all that. I mean, I love the beach, the sand, the sunsets.
I see we're going to have to swear you in for further questioning here.
This isn't just country music. This is your country music. The Crook and Chase Countdown.
It's been a while since she put that red dress on.
What kind of party guest are you?
Fun.
Do you stand next to the shrimp bowl all night, or do you work the room? What do you do?
Work the room. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think I've ever been asked that.
One time, a long time ago, you told me that on those occasions where you might have a little extra glass of wine, that you become a happy drunk, that you love everybody.
I am happy drunk. I got to tell you, I am. Mm-hmm. Don't they say that money and liquor brings out the true you?
Yes.
I'm a happy person.
Well, you know, it's funny she mentioned that because there's a song called She Got Drunk Last Night.
Yeah.
About drunk dialing.
Yep.
Have you ever been liquored up and accidentally dialed somebody?
I think I have.
Have you?
You just really don't recall.
Well, I was drunk.
Oh, good point. That's your excuse and you're staying with
I'm
it.
I'm sticking with it.
Now you're being written up as the next queen of country music.
Yeah, I guess
girl.
So.
You just must be flabbergasted.
I am.
That a couple of great songs can completely change everything.
Yeah, well, and just to see, like, how embraced it's been. And not just me, like, all the other girls, too. Like, I just feel like it's been this really cool year of girls and of change and of, I don't know, mm-hmm. awesome. It's cool to be a part of this wave that are bringing it back over.
This is the Crook and Chase Countdown.
Even live, people pull out the phones and they're missing the concert because they're trying to record it on their phone.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Well, all you have to do is pull out your phone, start taking their picture. That way the music stops and they'll understand, you know, put those things on. If you're busy.
That would be hilarious.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's the best suggestion I ever heard. I'm going to start doing that. Just stop playing.
Turn the little cigarette lighter application on. Shine it back at them. See what happens.
That would be awesome. When you put out your heart, I didn't waste
it. About to show you one hell of a night. First time performing at a stadium show, was it scary?
Oh, so scary. What's scary for me is there's so much staging at the stadium shows with Luke. He's got a catwalk that goes all the way to the 50-yard line and then tees and goes all the way out and then has bridges that come back. And we're in Denver, so it's already tough to breathe up there. That we actually had oxygen on the side of the stage.
It's tough to breathe.
It is.
When you're at the mile high, that's actually 5,280 feet above sea level. It's tough to breathe.
Absolutely. There's a couple songs in our set that we do that are tough to sing, period.
Which song required oxygen?
Hell of a Night, believe it or not. You got to know when to hold up.
Know when to fold up. How old are the boys?
11.
I never remember which is which. You know, I told Wanda, I said, you know, I can't tell them apart, and you keep dressing them alike. And she said, okay, I'll put one in blue and one in green. But I forget which one's in blue and which one's in green. So.
Do you ever wear name tags around the house just for fun?
I'm going to have to.
Okay.
I'm telling you that it's scary. You know,
your whole world is messed up.
I know. I'm so screwed up.
Here's a hit that's bound for the countdown. It's new. It's now, right here on Crook and Chase.
I saw your picture in the paper.
We're going to Michigan to be with my family for Thanksgiving. And then just got into it with the mother-in-law because they wanted us to come to Virginia.
Uh-oh.
But I know. I can't fly the week of Christmas. Mm-hmm. So she was like, you guys should drive. And I was like, 11 hours?
In the snow?
I'm like, oh, wait. Because I mean, I could technically have the baby early then and you know, have preterm labor. But bless my husband. He's such a mama's boy that he's having a hard time. Like, I'm very hard-headed and she is too. So we're going to, this is going to be very interesting.
He doesn't have a chance, does he?
He's screwed, yeah.
We have a strong connection in that every time there is a special on the History Channel about UFOs, I'm watching it. I've never seen a UFO. You have.
You keep your eyes open because they're out there.
I know. You have. And you have this fear of being abducted. Why do you think you'd be a good catch for aliens?
I probably wouldn't. They'd probably throw me right back.
Because she's not pageant material.
Yeah. Yeah, they're looking for the pageant girl, and I don't know about that. I don't know, man. It just is a weird it's a weird thing. Because I feel like, I don't know, a lot of people have stories, and you're like, why would they make this up? There's something out there.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim McGraw, and you're listening to Lorianne and Charlie Countdown, this week's hottest singles on the Crook and Chase Countdown. And if you're confused, Lorianne's the good-looking one. We could have a little.
Now, this is a question I've never asked you, Charlie Chase.
Uh-oh.
Get ready for this.
Wait a minute. We're interviewing him.
I like where this is going.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
As women, we know exactly what is attractive about Tim McGraw. We know all of his great qualities. Man to man, what, I shouldn't say attract.
Charlie.
What intrigues you about Tim McGraw?
He's kind of like a man's man.
I like that.
He has the athletic ability. Smooth, and I'm gonna stop there.
I appreciate that.
Well, yeah.
Are you shocked that he gave you a serious answer?
I kind of am, actually.
I opened the door for all sorts of mayhem.
I know, and for Charlie to be serious just for a second, you know.
You know what it shows? That he loves you.
I love him too.
You want country? Keep it here. The Crook and Chase Countdown. Hey.